Welcome to Hammer Down!
Dad!
Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Hi, baby, Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tone.
Good day to you, sir. Raldi's in the back. Nikki Skates.
How we doing?
How you doing, sir?
Fantastic.
Mitt, how are you doing?
Hey, doing pretty good, Tony. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Hey, it's Picks Friday. Picks Friday.
Picks Friday, baby. Mitt says he's got all the fucking picks in the world.
Full slate.
Not a great board for college or NFL this weekend. A lot of big lines, not a lot of marquee matchups, but we will filter through and find what we can find. Last night, Browns win. Browns cover, depending on what day of the week you got them. Because they were, at the beginning of the week, 6. The end of the week, they were 1.
Money line was the play.
Moneyline, great play from you.
Yeah.
I had the FanDuel nice little match parlay. Broncos plus 6.5 and under 50.5. The under also cashed in pretty easily. Same game parlay, did not cash. Tim Patrick was not on the field for the first, 5/6 of the game. Case Keenum. The game was always going to be tough to pick.
It's Dearness Johnson, dude.
It's Dearness Johnson had himself a fucking night.
Dearness Johnson game.
Atlanta, the Braves went up 2-0, and then they did not.
Scherzer going game 6, too. Fucking they tighten up, Braves. You're in it now, my
tonight
friends.
We got fucking Sox and Strohs. That'll be an interesting one. We'll
just
get to
get me to 7.
If you're not familiar with Picks Friday, we go through all the sports that'll be having games, and if we have picks on them, we will put them. We will just—that's all we do today. Friday is just for the fucking picks. With that being said, Mitt, I will let you do the honors and let us know where we are starting today.
We can just get this out of the way. NBA basketball.
Okay, NBA basketball. Hey, Warriors are hot.
Yeah, the Warriors are very hot. Smoked the Clippers. I was on the Clippers last night. I didn't have the best night last night. I went 1-2. We're looking to bounce back tonight.
Told you I was worried about the letdown for the Bucks, and that happened.
Did it? Yeah. I mean, fuck. They lost by what, like 40 points? Yeah, Tyler Hero, he's all the way back, it seems like.
It was never close. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 fucking full slate of NBA games tonight. How many you got?
There is a lot. I ended up taking 6.
Okay.
I like the Indiana Pacers money line, the Charlotte Hornets -3, the Brooklyn Nets -2.5, the Chicago Bulls -6. I like the Lakers money line and the Utah Jazz -6.
All right, let's slow that down so that people can see it. You're going Pacers versus Wizards. You're taking the Pacers money line.
Oh yeah.
+110.
Oh yeah. They played good their last game, and the Wizards stink, dude. They stunk last year. They couldn't cover anything last year. They're not going to cover the spread. They're actually dogs. The Pacers are dogs tonight
because
it's in Washington.
The Nets, I believe, was your next one. Nets are -140 on the money line at Philadelphia.
Yeah, I mean, Philly's in shambles. Brooklyn's good. Taking Brooklyn all day.
Was the Bulls one of them?
Yes, the Bulls -6. Zion Williamson is the largest player in the NBA by weight. And
Jesus.
I mean, he's their only player that they got. They traded all their good players away. Lonzo Ball will probably want to come out, show the Pelicans that.
Is he heavier than Boban?
Who?
Is he heavier than Boban?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Boban's like 297, and he's like 318 or something. I saw that today, yeah.
So you're saying Lonzo revenge game?
Yeah, giant Lonzo revenge game. I'm thinking taking him over on his threes as well. Okay.
What was your next one?
I really, really like the Lakers money line. Obviously. Phoenix Suns at the LA Lakers.
Revenge
game.
Revenge because obviously they beat him in the playoffs, but they owned him pretty much all last season, so.
Maybe a revenge for the Lakers on themselves for being terrible game 1.
That too. Bounce back. Game 2, bounce back for the Lakers. What else, man?
It is all going to depend on the second half. The final game that I'm betting, the Utah Jazz -6 at the Sacramento Kings.
Okay.
It's Jimmy's and Joe's, not X's and O's, Tony.
You are on fire today, kid. You're on absolute fire today. It is Jimmy's. You know who loved that fucking line?
You know who I stole it from?
Coach JB?
Yep.
Did you watch that season, by the way?
I have seen every season of Last Chance U, other than the basketball
ones. Oh, I keep forgetting to ask. One of these weeks, I'm going to have to ask if Coach JB, if he's ever talked to Buddy Stevens.
Oh, Buddy Stevens, what a legend, man. Is he still at
the original
ECMU
Last Chance
or
coach.
Whatever?
That Eastern Mississippi, I believe, or whatever it was. That guy, they're different, but they're also kind of similar in their coaching styles. All right, that's what Mitt's got for NBA tonight. I got no NBA tonight. You got no NBA tonight.
No, thank you.
Rawls, you got an NHL tonight?
Yeah, let's get to it because it's a kind of a wonky slate. So,
oh, wonky slate. 6 o'clock start tonight.
Yeah, 3-2 last night.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
And if you went with the lean on the Oilers, you might have got yourself a little coin late night.
Okay.
I mean, we got screwed. We just got absolutely screwed again. What are you going to do?
That'll happen, Nick. That'll happen every single time.
But we're back, and here we go tonight. There's four games. The first one, we got Leafs and Sharks. San Jose Sharks in Toronto completing a Canadian road trip here. They're 3-0 already.
I know.
And the Leafs
are
2-1
the other night when they fucking blew out the Habs.
So I'm probably going to stay away, but I lean Leafs puck line because you feel like it's like, hey, they're due for an offensive explosion.
Sharks might be buzzing again.
And are the Sharks really going to complete a three-team Canadian sweep dump? Can you see that happening? I don't know.
No way.
But this is the first of a back-to-back for the Leafs, so they're going with Michael Hutchinson tonight. They play the Penguins tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm going with the Dallas Stars at home against the LA Kings, -156.
Have to.
And then I'm going with the Edmonton Oilers on the road at Vegas, +116. Now, the Oil played last night. This is a back-to-back for them.
Okay.
But Vegas is still banged up. They're missing their two best offensive players.
They haven't played good.
Edmonton's got a lot of firepower. We're taking a chance on Edmonton here as the dog.
Okay.
The other game. Buffalo and Boston. Boston is a heavy favorite on the road, -235. Buffalo is 3-0 at home. We got to get creative with this one.
Okay.
We're going to do puck line. Puck line. The Bruins are -1.5, +112. The Sabres, on the other hand, +1.5 at -134. We're going to flip.
Are you going to middle this?
The coin.
Oh, okay.
On the puck line for this game.
All rise for the honorable coin! Bruins! Your beloved Bruins are in Buffalo. This is a puck line coin.
Puck line coin.
-1.5 or +1.5. Flip the coin.
All right. Heads will be Bruins. Tails will be the Sabres. Teds, Bruins.
Bruins, -1.5.
-1.5 is +112.
The coin.
Bruins. Bruins.
Okay.
So to recap, that's Bruins -1.5 at +112. The Dallas Stars at home -156 on the money line, and the Edmonton Oilers on the road +116 on the money line.
It's good, hoodie.
Thank you.
Someone said it in the chat. I saw it. I looked down.
LFC.
It's good, hoodie.
LFC.
Speaking of, before we jump into football, do you want to do footy?
Yeah, sure.
Let's do a little footy.
All right. Tomorrow, start with the Premier League. Everton money line, -140 versus Watford. Everton's struggling, missing a few players, but Watford's been bad. I like Everton money line here.
Okay.
Wolverhampton.
Oh, Wolves.
Bit of a wagon of late. Their draw no bet at +100, even money at Leeds. Leeds is missing guys. Wolves have won three straight. Let's go. I like Wolves draw no bet there.
Feel good about these.
I mean, this one I do not love, but I have to do it. Burnley double chance, -130 at Southampton. Burnley has stunk this year, but I just feel like they'll have enough to get a draw.
It's fine. At least you're telling the people you don't feel good about it. You're telling them why you don't feel good about it, so it's fine.
We'll go to the Bundesliga. Freiburg double chance, -140 at Wolfsburg. Wolfsburg played in Europa League. They haven't won in 7 in all competitions. And Freiburg haven't lost this year, winning 2 of 3. So good value on a double chance there.
Okay.
Sticking with Bundesliga, Mönchengladbach. Moneyline, -105 at Hertha Berlin. Gladbach's won 2 of 3. Hertha's lost 2 of 3.
Okay.
We'll go to League Nantes, draw no bet, minus 160 versus Clermont. Nantes has lost 1 of 5. Clermont, they won their last game against Lille, but they've only won 1 of 8. So I like Nantes there. La Liga, Villarreal, draw no bet, plus 110. Maybe wait on this one. You might be able to get a double chance at maybe minus 150. At Bilbao, Villarreal's won 2 of 3 all competitions. Bilbao, 1 win and 4. This is also one you should wait on. AC Milan, money line right now, you can get them plus 120, which I think they'll beat Bologna. I do like this Bologna team, though. If you can get it a draw, no bet, minus 150, minus 160, I'd like that better just because AC Milan just played this week. Mm-hmm. Bologna's probably the more fresh team. But AC Milan, 4 straight in Serie A. Bologna, 1 win in 5.
Gotcha. Okay.
There you go.
That's footy for tomorrow, correct?
Yes, sir.
And then you'll put out Sunday.
We'll see.
Good to talk.
We'll see.
Good talk. Tonight on the Diamond.
How are we not getting plus a half here?
Game 6, Houston leads 3-2 in the series. The game tonight is in Houston. They are minus 116, the favorite on the money line for full game. Sox are the favorite for first five, though. Sox are the favorite for first five. You got Eovaldi and Garcia going. Garcia, to put it nicely, has been dog shit.
Well, he was hurt, and then he wasn't. Hopefully, if he gets hurt again, Odorizzi gets another fucking hour to warm up.
In his last three,
hopefully,
he went 1 inning, gave up 5 earned runs. In the start before that, 2.2 2/3, 5 earned runs. Before that, 5 innings, 6 earned runs. So his last three, he's given up at least 5 earned runs. Now, for the Sox.
You die with Eovaldi on the mound.
Got Eovaldi on the mound.
I mean, he's our guy. He's our go-to guy.
On the road.
Yeah.
He got roughed up his last start.
I mean, that was horseshit.
Or not start, but.
He was out of the inning.
Correct.
Yeah.
Before that, he went 5 1/3. 3 earned runs, not terrible. He's been pretty good this playoffs.
Yep. Sox have to score first.
Sox
have to.
And you talk about the Sox all year, how they are very up and down. They are currently down with the Pats.
So this is when, like, they were down 1-0 to the Rays. We're all saying it's over.
Yeah,
they
stink. Yeah.
Then they'll surprise you. Just give us a game 7. Give us a chance.
I lean Sox first five here.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take anything here.
I'm not touching this game, Tony.
But I lean Sox first five just because Houston hits so well at that fucking park.
That they do.
They do.
They do. I mean, come on. Fuck.
You all right? It's going to be a tough night for you, huh?
Yeah, it's not going to be good. But just give us a game 7. Get us to fucking Saturday night, please. Because they got... So here we go. If you get into it, who's going to start game 7 for the Astros? If we get there. Greinke?
Maybe.
Right?
Yeah.
If we get to game 7...
I don't know.
We got Hook, who's fresh.
Yeah.
He only threw 1 inning game 1.
Sale? What's Sale?
But you got Erod and Pivetta.
Yeah.
So if we can go Eovaldi to Hook to Whitlock tonight... And tomorrow we can get some mixture of Erod to Pivetta. I think Pivetta might be after Eovaldi tonight. You could piece it together, but if the bats don't hit, the bats don't hit. And I would not be surprised if Bobby Dalbec is starting at first base and Kyle Schwarber's in the outfield tonight. Okay. Because Renfro is batting about as close to zero as you can. And I love Renfro. And I want to see him out there again just because... You're either do or you're hot. And when he gets hot, he can fucking mash.
That's right.
He's got an arm in the field. He's good and right.
That's what Mitt says.
He does. Yeah. He does say that.
So, I don't know. I'll live and die with this one tonight.
And then tomorrow, we'll talk about it quickly. Ian Anderson's going against Scherzer. Ian went 3 on Sunday the 17th. So, he gave up 2 earned runs. Before that, against Milwaukee, he went 5, gave up no earned runs. Obviously, Scherzer is Scherzer. His His schedule's been a little off because he's been pitching here and there. In Atlanta, Atlanta can close out the series at home.
This could, we're going to end
it. I have a hard time betting on Atlanta sports.
We're going to end in heartbreak again here.
This,
and you know whose fault this is.
Whose fault?
The Falcons tweeted a picture of Matt Ryan.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Supporting the Braves in a Braves jersey.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Scherzer's on actually decent rest.
Yeah, but I think his arm might actually be dead. Because if any other time he got taken out after 70 pitches, he would have lost his mind.
True.
And this is like the Dodgers' $237 million payroll. Joe Kelly starting last night. Like, Jesus Christ. I don't know, man. I hope the Braves can pull it off, but it feels like this is going to end with...
It's going
to
be exciting.
I mean, we're going to get... If it gets
to obviously, we want two Game 7s.
If it gets to Game 7, we'll have Chucky Paul game.
I don't know if my CTE is kicking it or not, but I don't remember a baseball playoffs like this where the fucking pitching has just been held together so poorly. And you don't have a starter every game. I mean, I know in like the series where Mad Bum's gone on like one day rest and shit like that, and Schilling and fucking like that. But the way that it is for every team this year, it's every team's like that.
Yeah. There's no pitching.
No pitching. Okay. That's baseball. We did NBA. We did NHL. We'll get to the boosts after. College football. Didn't love the slate this week. I got a lot of unders, which I'm starting to hate taking totals in college football. I'm starting to question why I do it. UNLV San Jose State went over by 1 point last night. I got it at 46, 47 hit. I got him in a teaser, so it's not heartbreaking. But that game, did you stay up last night to watch that one?
Nah.
11 o'clock start?
I threw in the towel after fucking Browns.
11 o'clock start last night for that one?
Yeah.
All right. Mitt, you got a bunch, right?
Yeah, I have a bunch of overs.
I'll just start us off. And I believe the first one is tonight. I believe there's four games tonight, if I am correct. I could be wrong. Let me look real quick. Yeah, four games tonight. I do have a pick tonight. Try to buy a point if you can. I don't know how it works, but try to buy a point if you can. Colorado State. It might be 2.5 now. But I like Colorado State tonight. They're -2.5, so don't even have to buy the point anymore. At Utah State, I just think Colorado State's the much better team here. I'll take them -2.5 tonight. What do you got, pal?
Syracuse. +3.5, Virginia Tech. Syracuse 6-1 against the spread this year, 2-0 against the spread on the road, 4-0 against the spread their last four as a dog. Hokies 0-4 against the spread their last four, and 2-5 against the spread their last seven as a favorite.
While we're on that game, I'm taking the under 46 in that game. Is where it was earlier in the week. What's up, Mitt?
I was going to just say, before you got off that game, I am taking Virginia Tech -3.5. The 3.5. I think they're due for a nice game against Syracuse, and I just don't really buy the hype around the Syracuse team. I don't know why.
What do you mean you don't buy the hype,
dude? I just don't really think they're that good.
You know, like Dino Babers?
They aren't. They're just good against the spread.
They are. Yeah. It's 46.5 now, so I'll take the under 46.5. VT's had some quarterback issues recently, and these are just two under teams on the season, except for that fucking Notre Dame game, which, you know, decided to go over. What else you got, Mitt?
Let's go back to tonight. We got Washington at Arizona. Yeah. The total is 45.5. I'm going over that. Ooh. It's Pac-12 football, baby. Let's go.
Arizona lost, I believe, 38-0 to Colorado last week.
That won't get it done.
That will not get it done for your over. Washington's -17.5. I thought about sprinkling on Washington, but they've been so fucking disappointing this year, I stayed away from that game. So my next game will be taking Army +3 against Wake. I just don't think Wake matches up well against the Army. What? Both of you disagree with me?
I'm taking Wake -3.
Oh, actually, I got Army at +3.5 now. Give me the hook.
We can both win.
Okay. Yeah, we can both. Not. Well, we can push. Yeah, one of us can push. So you're on Wake.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mitt, did you have something to talk about on that game or no?
I'm on Wake. I mean, they're undefeated on the year. Tony, what are you watching, dude?
Okay, well.
What are you watching,
their last game, dude? I was on Cuse against them, and Cuse covered. I don't give a fuck if they're winning games.
Oh, shit.
Dog.
Oh, shit, dog. I took them at -3.5, so okay. Me and you can't push, Tony.
We cannot. No, 3.5, you cannot push on a game. What else you got, Paul? Back here.
Back here, we got, let's go back to the overs. I'm taking Illinois at Penn State over 45.5. Hoping that Penn State covers this by themselves and I don't have to worry about it.
Classic Mitt cover by yourself game. I like that. Game that I do not love. Putting it out there, don't love it. I'm taking K-State. I got it +1. It's +0.5 now versus Texas Tech. I don't know. I just got a little more trust in K-State than I do Texas Tech. Texas Tech burned me one time this year, and I'll never forget that.
All right.
Go ahead.
Back on the Beavs.
Oh, really?
Oregon State +3 at home. 3-0 against the spread at home. 4-1 against the spread their last 5. 8-3 against the spread their last 11 as a dog. 5-2 against the spread their last 7 home games. And 5-2 their last 7 versus Utah.
Okay.
Come on, Beavs.
Oregon State versus Utah.
Come on, Beavs.
That's Pac-12, not even after dark. Just
what happened there?
I don't know. 7:30 is the latest start.
Are they trying to lose the name after dark?
I don't know what's going on there. I don't. That's weird.
It's concerning.
Mick, go ahead.
Let's go with the over of Cincinnati at Navy. It's only 48.5. It's
covered
the lowest over, or it's the lowest total of a Cincinnati game this year.
Say it, Mitt.
Covered by himself.
Say it, Mitt.
I am hoping that Cincinnati covers this one by themselves, and I don't have to worry about it.
Wisconsin and Purdue.
Ooh.
Under. This Wisconsin-Purdue line is a stinky one.
Oh, yeah.
This whole fucking everything is.
It's a
this whole weekend.
The fact that – so Wisconsin's up to 3.5 now, but – it's at Purdue. 40.5 is the over-under. I could read off the trends for you to the under. Just believe me that they're strong. I'm not saying it's going to go under. You know, nothing's a lock, but.
It's strong.
I'm fucking taking it.
It's strong.
Go ahead, Pa.
I have. This is my last one, actually. Okay. I don't have many. Oklahoma State +7 at Iowa State. Everybody and their dog is on Iowa State.
Oklahoma State's been good this year.
Yep. Iowa State 1-2 against the spread at home this year. Cowboys 4-0 against the spread their last 4. 7-1 against the spread their last 8 as a dog. 20-7 their last 27 as a dog. And in this matchup, the underdog 5-1 against the spread last 6.
All right, Mick, go ahead.
I'm actually circling back to that Purdue game, Tony. For all the reasons that you said, I think this is going to be a closer game. So I'm taking Purdue plus the points, +3.5.
Fucking, is that a homer pick from you, dude?
No, I've been betting against Purdue lately, and they've actually cost me money, so I'm kind of trying to switch that. Okay,
that always works.
Yeah, it usually doesn't, so you might want to fade that one. I really do like Louisville -5.5, Boston College going to Louisville. Lamar Jackson's jersey's getting retired this weekend, like the whole
good
nine.
Look at it. Good way to look at it.
Yep.
BC did not show up last week.
I'm expecting them to not show up this week, and Louisville has helped me out a lot this year, so let's go Cards.
Okay. I am taking the Bruins.
UCLA?
UCLA Bruins.
Wow. I thought about it.
-1.5.
Bruins!
At home against Oregon.
Bruins!
Wear your mask if you can.
Their run game, their run defense. They're actually the run defense. They're giving up like 85 yards a game on the ground, which Oregon, that's what Oregon likes to do now. Chip Kelly revenge game. I like.
I want to take it with you, Tony. For some reason,
game day's there.
I'm just concerned about Oregon finally showing up at point. They have to play like they did against Ohio State. Maybe they don't.
I'm going with that. I'm assuming no one else is on this. I got the Wyoming and New Mexico +40.5.
That one wasn't at the top of my list.
Mick, go ahead.
That did not make my board either, but what did is my last pick, Oklahoma at Kansas.
Ooh, the 30 over, something?
What?
Oh, I thought you were taking the spread.
No, no, no. The over of 66.5. I've taken the spread against Kansas and the over of the game every single week this year and have made a good profit off of it, Tony.
Is Oklahoma going to cover that one by themselves?
You know what? I really hope so. But Oklahoma's defense stinks, too. So if Kansas is ever going to get right on the offensive side of the ball, this would be the game, right?
I don't think they will.
No, they probably won't.
Couple unders here. Cal versus Colorado under. Like I said, Colorado won 38-0 last week. That doesn't mean their offense is good. They were playing Arizona. Their defense is pretty good, though. All same as Cal, under 43 there. Air Force and San Diego State under as well. Running the ball. A lot of running the ball in this game. Good run defenses. And then my last, it's a stinky line as well. Let me make sure it's still the same. It is. I'm going to have to lay the hook or I'm going to have to buy a point here. Something. NC State is currently minus 3.5 at Miami. I like NC State.
Was it 3.5?
Yeah, they performed a lot better than Miami has this year, so we'll see.
Fucking Donnie Diaz might have had the boys buzzing after that UNC.
After the UNC. No, fucking fuck UNC, dude.
What happened?
I don't know, dude. Reading their press clippings.
Time to hang.
Boys are out there reading their press clippings. All right, that's college for us. Let's end today. Oof. NFL.
What a slate.
NFL week 7. What a slate. Does anybody have anything for Bengals, Ravens?
Yeah, give me the Bengals plus 6.5, Tony.
I was on that all week. Let me make sure it is just one of my picks. I don't know.
I will start this off with a 7-point teaser, Tony.
Okay.
Plus 120, Ravens, Packers, Patriots.
I think that's a really good teaser.
Yeah. Get them all down to pick them, basically.
Ravens, Packers, Patriots.
Yep. I'm also going to jump on the Bengals at plus 6.5. This is AFC North ball. I think it's a close game. I think the Ravens ultimately win, but I think the Bengals keep it close.
It is fucking hot in that kitchen. Where are my fucking picks? Hold on. Give me 1 second. Nope. I decided not to take this one. I only got 3 picks this week.
Yeah, you're not alone there. I think I got 4.
I was leaning the way of the Bengals, though. Didn't end up taking it. Panthers,
give us the leans, too.
Okay, we'll give the leans as well. Panthers minus 3
yeah.
At the Giants. Giants are dealing with some injuries here. Totals 42.5. I'm on this game. I'm on the under.
Ooh.
43 is what I got it at. It's come down 0.5 since this morning.
I will lay the 3.
Yep.
Sam Darnold did not play bad last weekend. I know everybody wants to say he did. There was literally 10 drops. Giants 0-3 against the spread at home this year.
Stink.
Panthers 8-1 against the spread their last 9 road games. Give me the Panthers.
Give me the Panthers.
Yeah, more injury news has came out about the Giants this week, too. I mean, the line never changed, so you can still get it at minus 3. It's kind of awesome. I love it.
Yeah, you can. I just don't think – I think both of these teams have trouble scoring points.
Yeah, if you're doing a parlay, just take Panthers' money line. Yeah, don't mess with the points.
Smart. Football team is at the Packers, 7.5. Football team's dealing with injuries. I don't like the matchup either. Football – I mean –
I can't believe we got to 7.5.
Yeah, I know. This is a great teaser game. I'm not going to take the Packers at 7.5. At 7, maybe. I'm not going to touch this game right now. Lean Packers. Go ahead.
I will lay the 7.5.
Okay.
Packers 5-0 against the spread since losing that game 1 in a disaster. 2-0 against the spread at home this year. Washington 1-5 against the spread. 1-3-1 against the spread last 5 in Green Bay. I mean, everything. Packers against the spread in October, fucking incredible.
Yep.
4-0 against the spread, their last 4 is a favorite. 4-1 against the spread, their last 5 is a home favorite. I'll lay the 7.5 here.
Laying the 7.5 with you, Gump. Scandal still lingering over that football team.
Yeah.
It's still like a dark cloud hanging overhead. Go Pack.
I forgot to mention Panthers Giants. It's a Sam Darnold revenge against the stadium game.
Yeah. Sammy Stadiums. Yep.
Sammy Stadium's revenge game.
Sammy the Stove, he cooks the books.
Also, if Lamar's getting his jersey retired on Saturday, he's going to be a little tired for Sunday.
Ooh.
Nah.
He's going to be a little sleepy for Sunday.
No, nah. Lamar don't get tired.
Yeah.
I thought you were on the Bengals, too.
I am.
Stick with the narrative. Chiefs are at the Titans. 4.5 is the current number. I am not touching it.
Fuck off!
But lean Titans.
Not a chance. I ain't touching this with a 10th.
No, I didn't say I was touching it. I said lean Titans.
Oh, Gumpy, you're not making a pick on this?
Not a chance.
I'm taking the Chiefs minus the 4.5.
If I was going away, I would be with you, Mitt.
Let's go.
I mean,
fuck off.
Two bad defenses.
Damn it.
Two very bad defenses.
Damn it.
The over might be.
Damn it.
Can't believe you didn't take the over.
Enjoy
here.
The game here.
Yeah. I'll put my feet up on this one.
Here's a nice one. Falcons, Dolphins. Falcons are minus 2.5.
Matty Ice, baby. Let's do it.
You son of a bitch.
Here we go.
Wow.
I'm not touching it.
I have so little confidence in both of these teams. I am taking the under here of 47.
Mini unders.
I hate doing this, but it's like there's no way there's 47 points in this game.
I hear you. Maybe.
Fucking Van Ginkle trying to fucking tackle ghosts out there, pal. If you bet on the Dolphins, you are fine. Actually, if you bet on this game at all, fucking hats off to you.
Taking the Falcons.
Jesus.
Jets are at the Patriots. Pats are 7-point. Home favorites, total 42.5. Yeah. I will take the under 42.5 here.
I will lay the 7, Tony. Jets stink in New England. Home team in this matchup, 9-4-1 against the spread their last 14. Favorite in this matchup, 6-2 against the spread last 8. I like the Pats probably by a couple touchdowns.
The score of the first time these two played was 25-6.
Yeah,
I don't see it going any much different than that.
No, it shouldn't.
Pats all day.
Yeah.
Love the Pats.
Thank you. 16.5 Lions at Rams. Fuck off.
Go away.
I mean, I could take the over of 50 in this game. I mean, Jared Goff's going to want to do some shit, kind of prove that he's actually worth anything. And then we'll see. I mean, I don't know.
There's a difference between saying you're going to go out and prove you're not a piece of shit and then actually doing it.
Yeah, that is. It is much harder, and Jared Goff has tried.
He does love playing inside, though.
Come on, Jerry.
He does love playing inside.
Come on, Jared Goff.
Come on, dude. That's the house that Jared Goff built, basically.
Maybe look for a team total over for the Rams.
I think Stafford's going to light them up.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, hopefully they get a 50 burger and just cover it by themselves.
There we go.
You're not going to like the way I was. I didn't end up taking it, but I was leaning. Eagles at the Raiders. I was leaning to take give me the +3 with the Eagles. I decided not to do it.
I'm on it. I'm doing it.
Sirianni?
We talked about it. The letdown after the emotional scandal win. Yep.
Turn your back.
Sirianni, here we go.
Okay.
Turn my back on who?
Coach Rich.
Sirianni is Italian too.
It's not like Coach Rich.
It's not.
Coach Rich is a different kind of animal. Give me the Raiders -3.
Okay. Mitt.
Give me the over 48.5, Tony.
I don't hate that.
We want some offense in this game.
That is a low number.
Right?
Yeah.
For them?
Feels like it.
Yeah. Bears are at Bucks. 12.5 is the number. Bucks got a few guys out. We talked about it earlier. I think the Bucks rush defense is obviously going to. Man, I might look at a Bears team total under here, but other than that, I'm not going to touch this one.
Yeah, no, thank you.
I'm going Bucks.
Okay.
Give me the Bears plus the 12.5. It's hard to beat a team by 10.
It is. Getting those. Speaking of beating a team by 10, can you beat a team by 17.5? Texans at Cardinals.
Not a fucking chance, Tony. I'm taking the Houston Texans plus the 17.5. Let's go, Coach Daves.
You put on your fucking hazmat suit and you fucking chase them dogs. Anything else? Nobody else? Okay. That's a revenge game for J.J. Watt and DeAndre Hopkins. Colts. And Niners. What?
And David Johnson.
Oh, yeah, shit. David Johnson revenge game, by the way.
Ooh, forgot about that.
Forgot about that.
What does he have on the year? 80 yards?
I don't even think he maybe has 100. There's no way he starts.
He's been more of a receiving back for them. Colts are going to San Francisco. 4.5 is the number. 43.5 is the total. I think this started at 3, huh?
Yeah.
Up to 4.5.
It's bounced around a lot. It's 4.5 now?
Yeah, no thank you.
I'll take Colts 4.5.
I'm going to take the Colts as well. I think, is Q playing? They get Q back?
I don't know. Thought he was practicing. My lean here was to the Niners earlier in the week, but I decided to stay away.
Feels like the Colts figured out their run game a little bit.
Yeah, Colts, notorious slow starters. Very good in October.
It was the bye week that concerned me.
4-1-1 against the spread their last six following a bye week.
Turns out I only had two picks this weekend. The third comes Monday.
You want to hear a wild stat?
Yeah.
Niners 5-22-1 against the spread their last 28 as a home favorite.
Jesus.
Yeah, give me the Colts plus the 4.5 for sure.
Jesus. 10-27-1 against the spread their last 38 as a favorite.
Dude, that's fucking horrible.
So, yeah, my two picks this weekend are the under 42.5 for Jets Pats and the under 43 for Panthers Giants.
I have Panthers -3, Raiders -3, Colts +4.5, Pats -7, Packers -7.5, and Pick'em teaser, Ravens, Packers, Patriots.
Okay. Oh, shit. Boys in the back, if you want to rattle them off, feel free. If not, don't worry about it. It's up to you.
I mean, I took the whole slate because I honestly just didn't like any of the games.
Don't rattle that off.
So I'm not rattling that off.
Cincy +6.5, Carolina -3, Green Bay -7.5, Atlanta -2.5, New England -7, Philly +3. The Bucs -12.5 and Indy +4.5.
Okay. Let's take a look at some odds boosts. The Nuggets and Bulls to win +100. How do we feel about it? Mitt?
Don't love it. I didn't take the Nuggets. I don't know. I don't love
They're at home against San Antonio. I don't love San Antonio's roster. They did handle the Magic, I believe, the other night. And then Chicago's at home against New Orleans. I think it's worth a sprinky.
All right.
I think it's worth a sprinky.
Don't even say
good
it.
Bet.
Don't even say this.
We'll
one.
Skip over the MLB one. Skip over that one.
Don't need it.
Maple Leafs and the Bruins.
I like this one.
To win.
Yeah. +130.
Yeah. I was leaning Leafs. Cohen picked the Bruins, so.
Yeah.
I'll take this one.
Buffalo scares me. I don't know what to think about them.
It's a dangerous team. They got nothing to lose.
That's what they say. Nothing to lose.
Oh, nice.
Here we go.
Fucking Marty Truex Jr. and Keselowski to finish in the top three. Or
what car is Truex driving?
Truex, what is he? Is he in the?
Is he in the Mr. Peanuts number 7?
Keselowski's obviously driving the Miller Lite number 2. What is Truex driving these days? Is he driving the 48 still?
Might be the Clorox 17.
Oh, he's driving the number 19 Bass Pro Shops car.
Oh, that car is mean.
It's
you want to talk about a paint job?
Oh,
jeez.
Kidding me? What? Let me make sure Keselowski's still driving that. Nope. He's still driving the number 2, but he's driving the discount tire, tires.com car.
Jesus.
Really fell off from the Miller Lite car there.
Where's Truex?
Marty?
Truex Jr.
Yeah, Martin Truex. He's driving the 19 Bass Pro Shops car.
Jesus, that thing is mean. Oh, yeah. He's with fucking Joe Gibbs Racing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, give me Truex Jr. just to win it all. I don't need the boost. Whatever that's
at. You are a fucking savage, dude.
I mean, what are we talking about? You got fucking Joe Gibbs and Bass Pro Shops in your corner?
And
it's impossible to lose.
Oh, dude. Check out this UFC boost.
Hold the phone.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Marvin Vettori.
We can eat again.
We know Marvin Vettori. Marvin Vittori's a dog.
Oh, Paulo Costa stinks.
Dude. Paulo Costa, who wrote the first book in the Aaron Rodgers book club, which is called
The Alchemist.
So Marvin Vettori just has to beat the author who wrote The Alchemist by KO.
Paulo Costa is 13-1. Paulo Costa is 13-1.
Yeah, but Marvin Vettori is a legend.
Do you know where Marvin Vettori is from? Mezzo Corona, Italy?
Yeah, come on.
28?
Come on.
Oh, he was a. I forgot he was
the
a.
Guy's,
I forgot he was a Venator FC welterweight.
The guy is a dog. He took fucking Adesanya 5 rounds, dude.
I mean, anybody who fought in Venator is a legend.
He took Adesanya 5 rounds, okay?
Plus 210?
Yeah. Yeah. What are we doing here?
Just giving away money.
Make sure you take that, okay?
Yep, already took it.
Marv Vettori. KO, TKO.
Probably tap out, I imagine.
Yeah, I mean.
Armbar.
The guy is.
Armbar for your name.
The guy is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Okay. We picked NBA, NHL,
NASCAR,
footy, NASCAR, UFC, college football, NFL. Hey, fuck off, Andrew.
What'd he say?
This is a bad NASCAR show.
You kidding?
Guy doesn't know.
Literally thought about changing our name to NASCAR Down.
Guy doesn't know that I had Jeff Gordon sheets growing up.
Yeah. Doesn't know that I still sleep in a NASCAR bed at night.
There you go. Oh, and fucking, you know, fuck you too, Blake Allen. Called us UFC casuals.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Does this guy even watch when he was in Venator?
Yeah.
Let me know when you watch Venator, dude.
Obviously, you've never watched our Sunday show where we only break down the UFC results from Saturday night.
Jesus.
You can catch that at youtube.com/hammerdown.
Probably be Saturday night, actually.
You want to do it Saturday night this week? Right
after the fights, 1 a.m.
Saturday night, 1 a.m. this week, youtube.com/hammerdown. You catch me, Gump.
Ariel Helwani.
Ariel and...
Frank Mir. Yeah.
1 o'clock Saturday.
And AJ Hawk said he was going to come on, too.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Big UFC guy. He had
the Hawk cast.
Yeah.
AJ Hawk.
No, but if we're being honest, you know, if you do want to get UFC and NASCAR picks, you're probably going to have to go to another show.
Unless they hit.
Unless Truex wins. And obviously, Vettori wins.
Yeah. Super Boost, never lost. Coin Flip, never lost.
Tony, 2 picks. This guy fucking stinks.
Yeah, you got a lot of nerve.
Who, me?
Yeah, picking 2 games.
Sorry, I don't like anything.
Did he call you Tony 2 Tony picks? 2
picks.
Oh, that is good.
What are we supposed to do?
That is good.
Fucking shitty slate.
Don't force it.
I did. I fucking... You know how you lose money? You pick every game.
Hey, the hell?
Just saying.
Hey, I don't know. I didn't like any games.
I hate everybody, dude.
Show's over, dude.
Show's over.
All right, real quick.
Here we go.
I said I'd come in with PPDs, baby. We got some player performance doubles. We got a couple. But I'm only going to give out one because I feel as though, similar to yesterday, none of my bets hit.
No, you had the Browns money line.
I had the Browns money line.
Yeah. Anyone who had Browns money line is a legend.
That's right. I might have parlayed it with the over.
Nah, but
don't tell anybody. Don't sue me. Nobody yeah, okay. Does. Gordon Hayward, 3 threes. Charlotte Hornets to win. Love it.
Okay.
RJ Barrett, 20 points in the Knicks to win. It's one of those ones where it's like RJ Barrett might end up averaging like 22 on the year, so you got to get in it early while it's still good odds. Sabonis, 25 points, Indiana to win. Don't get this at all. He had like 34 either last night or their opening game. I think, last night. That's plus 420. And then I like these ones a lot, too. I really don't want to read this one off, but you know what? Fuck it. Let it ride. Brogdon, 35 points, plus 920. Jason Tatum, 35 points, plus 340. If he does not score 30 points tonight, I know I have 35. If he doesn't have at least 30 points tonight, he's an absolute bum. 7 for 30 to open the game. You know, now home opener has to do something. And then James Harden, 35 points, plus 940. All these, it's kind of one of those bets where you know in the first quarter. Like, if I don't have 10 points after the first quarter, they're absolutely screwed. And then real quick, first basket, Tony.
Oh.
I'm going big men and then DeMar DeRozan. DeMar DeRozan in the Bulls, Jokic, Rudy Gobert, DeAndre Ayton. I like the Lakers tonight, but I took Suns because I believe he'll win the tip, and then maybe Chris Paul pick and roll alley-oop 2-0 Suns because of DeAndre Ayton.
I fucking love that. Man, are you doing any first basket tonight again or no?
Those 3x2s hit last night, didn't they?
They did. Oh, 3x2s did hit.
They usually do. Those were the only thing that I hit last night. I didn't get a single first basket, right? So I'm off.
Bovon didn't have the first basket?
No, he didn't play that much, actually.
Unfortunately, he did not.
All right. Anything else, Con?
No, that's it.
All right. Love you.
Thank you, Connor.
Let's go.
Love you.
Thank you.
Can't thank you guys enough for listening and watching. Good luck this weekend with everything. You know, if you made more than two picks, I hope you lose them all. What? Not you.
Okay. You son of a bitch.
Not you.
There's a good chance I do lose them all.
So. I've fallen into a terrible trap gambling.
There's some good footy game. They got Real Barca this weekend, Liverpool United.
You're welcome, Megan Ryder.
Thank you, Megan Ryder.
Thank you, Megan Ryder.
Thank you, Ryder.
Thank you, Calabrese.
Thank you, Calabrese.
See you at the window.
See you at the window.
Good luck this weekend. We'll be back Monday. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dan.